in the precious name of Jesus. Welcome to the glory dome. The Lord's God in heaven, Abuja. Tonight, we shall be trusting God to step forward as we look at the force of light. The force of light. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. One of the greatest assets of life is light. Light. The basis of developed countries' development is uninterrupted power or light. The sunlight is the basis of life on earth. Am I communicating? It's the basis of life on earth. It is said that God strategically positioned the sun such that if the sun was a few inches closer to the earth, everything would be burnt to ashes. If it is just the same amount of inches away from the earth, everything will freeze to death. Positioned it at the strategic junction to supply light. Photosynthesis, the process where food is, carbohydrate production is made available for plants, is by access to light. Light. As it is in the physical, so it is in the spiritual. The difference between the impact of two Christians is light. The difference between the impact of two pastors is light. What force is in light? Number one, light dissolves darkness. Light is strong enough to melt darkness. Darkness refers to Satan, the devil, and his agenda and activities. Bible said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Spiritual wickedness in high places, rulers of the darkness of this world. Darkness refers to the occult realm, the witchcraft realm.
The realm of rituals and ancestral curses and generational curses and familiar spirits, darkness. What will cause the powers of your father's house not to bury your destiny will be access to light. Am I communicating? Light. Light dissolves and actually disarms darkness. Light. Secondly, light uncovers darkness. It takes the cover of darkness. It is light that makes you to see what darkness has covered. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 3. And I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places. There are things that darkness covered. It was not enough to disarm darkness. It was important to know what darkness hid. Daniel chapter 2, verse 20. Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of the God of God forever and ever. For wisdom and might are he." Verse 21. I'll read all the way to verse 22. "He changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in darkness." Why? The light dwelleth with him. There are many of us seated here. It is not as if God has denied you what belongs to you, but it is that darkness has covered what is your portion. There are billionaires who are struggling to eat. There are people who are meant to be swimming in power, the power of God, who are tied down because darkness covered something. That is why we need light to unveil, to uncover darkness and deliver to you what belongs to you. I read the book of a man. I can't remember his name now. He saw a revelation in which he saw a very, very big field. And he saw about four beings surrounding a heap. The angel of the Lord and took him closer. Say, "Look." He said, "What is it down there?" He said, "Those are ancient mantles that is being guarded by demonic spirits, so that those to whom it belongs today don't have access to them." "Lord, what shall we do?" And as he looked, God sent about, I think, an angel who stepped into the midst of those demons of darkness and did, and those demons flew away. And he told the man, "Go." If it's somebody, I can't write his name now. And he stepped and look at the heap, all manner of jackets and suits and everything. And the Lord said, "Pick one." And he went and picked one. He said, "That one was bluish in color." He said, "Wear it." He said, "He wore it." He it was exactly his sign.
He said, what is this? He said, this mantle was last used by somebody in the 15th century. And he called the name of the person who walked in healing and also walked in the prophetic. He said, it is yours. It was exactly his sign. And he took it. Forces of darkness guarding. So we are not even talking just about money. The realms where you should be in. The powers of darkness are sitting on. Tonight, we are going to make demands on light. And everything that darkness has covered shall be exposed. That amen can be better. Say the loudest amen. Lift your right and say, Father, I apply for light today.
Number three, light. This destroys, let's use the word, dissolves obscurity. Arise, shine. The light is come. Arise. Be unveiled. For your light is come. Arise. Become visible. Become seen. Become. Come out of the shell. For your light. Darkness buries human potential and buries human abilities in obscurity. You are there, but nobody is aware. Hello? When a woman is covered, the husband-to-be is seeing her every day and is not aware. Didn't know. In fact, he may be seeing her as a man. This brother, so gentle. Unlike most men that are a bit aggressive, he's a very gentle brother. The devil is weak. When darkness has covered your shop and you are a tailor, the devil might cover it with the signboard of Barbing Salon. People are passing who want to repair their clothing. So he said, Barbing, no, I'm not planning to barb. Wicked devil. There are people who have shops that nobody ever branched the shop for one day to say, what are they selling here? Am I communicating? The devil blindfolded them or covered the shop or changed their identity. Instead of restaurant, say, buy your insecticide here. As he said, I am not looking for insects. What I am saying is real. Aboyedebo said, for when church started, for a long time, church could not grow. So he went and fasted. And said, Lord, what is happening? Fasted for 3 days. And God said, go to the church. Let me show you something. And he moved to where the church was. And right on top of the church, he saw a blanket of darkness on top of the church. And he said, Lord, what is this? He said, this is the blindfolding influence that the devil put upon the church, so that the people are not aware that it is a church. He said, in fact, this blindfold makes the people to misunderstand what goes on here. And truly, somebody came one day and said, oh, he thought it was a white garment church. Or he thought it was so-and-so church. He didn't know it was. He said, Lord, what do I do? He said, curse that darkness now. The light shineth in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. Am I communicating? A young girl can be 17, 18, 22. And the darkness that covered her made her like a grandmother. And she's passing. She's not married at all. Near married at all. And you say, madam, how are you? How about your children? Has any of them married yet? The devil is a bastard. Tonight, every darkness that has covered your life, that darkness shall be dissolved by fire. Every walk of darkness that has covered your children, it shall be dissolved by fire. Somebody shout power. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. It dissolves, it destroys obscurity. It dissolves obscurity. Number four, light brings clarity. Clarity. And that clarity is called understanding. And that understanding is the food for faith. When light arrives, your understanding is enlarged and faith comes alive. Daniel chapter 5 verse 11. He said, there is a man in thy kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy God. And in the days of thy father, there is light. And what is that light? Understanding and wisdom. Psalm 119 verse 130. The entrance of your word giveth light and giveth understanding. Light is clarity, is understanding. There are people who will never be able to see anything out of scripture. The Bible looks like literature. But when light comes, your understanding comes alive. Say, oh, this is where I am meant to be, and this is where the devil has tied me down. No way. Brings clarity. Everything is clear. It is a force of light. Number five, light brings direction. When light comes, you know the steps to take. You know the moves to make. You know the things to do. Job chapter 29 verse 3. Job speaking said, when his candle shined upon my head, and when by his light I walked. I took steps. By his light, I walked. Psalm 119 verse 105. Thy word is a light, a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Steps. Many people have not left where they are because they don't know what to do. They haven't left where they are in life because they don't know what to do. When you know what to do, you live where you are. It's light. Light brings direction. And from direction, it goes to acceleration. That is number six now, right? Light brings acceleration. By his light, that is, light brings us the same scripture. Job 29 verse 3. Through his light, I walked through. Light ensures that you don't stand still. I walk through darkness. The difference between the speed of people is the light they have. Have you ever driven a car that has not, the headlamp wasn't good at night? In those days, we drove one V-boot that had bad light. I'm sure you remember V-boot of those days, that bad light in the night. We were going to Lokoja. Our movement was at the mercy of the light. The light was, it was not, it wasn't night, it wasn't day. It was night or nay. Until we saw a four-wheel drive. I think it was a Land Cruiser. He was coming from far. His light already flooded the road. And he was moving with effortless ease. He just passed us. I told driver, I said, please use his light to move. So the driver just followed him and queued up. We didn't need to bother with pothole. He was already seeing the pothole for us and dodging the pothole on our behalf. That was when I realized that illumination determines acceleration. It determines acceleration. I also discovered that day that your association determines your acceleration. Who you join with determines how fast you can run. I believe that somebody who is going slow in life today, light is coming your way after tonight, and your life shall go forward. Every spirit of delay and spirit of stagnation that has tied down your life is hereby arrested, and you are moving forward. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. Anybody get anything here at all? We are getting close to the end of the fast. The fast cannot end until God shows you something. Until there's something definite, something clear. Number 7. Light brings restoration. Brings restoration. One day, something fell from my hand under the bed. So I took light and shined it. I didn't only find that thing. I found other things. That I had forgotten about. That were missing. And I didn't know where they went. Ashe, this is where... This is where you have been. Ashe, by virtue of light. Light assisted me to have both primary and secondary restoration. The main thing I was looking for, I found. What I was not looking for, I found. Even tertiary restoration. Is this thing practical enough? In Luke chapter 15 verse 8, a woman was looking for a piece of coin and she swept, she couldn't find, but the Bible says she lit the candle and swept the house and found the coin. I don't know what is missing in your life. Maybe you are trusting God for a life partner. Maybe you are trusting God for employment. Maybe you are trusting God for a gift of the Spirit. Maybe you are trusting God for one thing or the other. I prophesy to you today, whatever is missing in your life, by light they shall be restored. By light they shall be restored. By light they shall be restored. Shout the loudest, amen. Look at your neighbor, say, God is going to show you something. You are going to find something that is missing in your life. I want to prophesy tonight that between now and tomorrow this time, something missing in somebody's life shall be recovered. Take your seat. And finally, light brings distinction. Light brings distinction. Light brings distinction. Isaiah 61, arise, shine. Your light is come. Light makes you to stand out. Light makes you to stand out. Light makes you to stand out. Light. How many of you have ever dressed from the house before? And then you stepped out. Maybe the room was a bit dark, but when you stepped out into the broad daylight, you saw that something was not correct. You went back to the house. Has it happened to anybody before? It happened to me before. You saw that something was not correct. Under the darkness, it was okay. But in the light, it's not permitted. That is what light does. It brings distinction. Your life stands out by light. Today, among your contemporaries, the light coming your way shall stand you out. Among your classmates, your schoolmates, your colleagues, age mates, the light of God that is coming upon your life will cause you to stand out. In your generation, you shall stand out. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. What is the secret of light? The children of the devil are called children of darkness. The children of God are called children of light. So number one is the life of righteousness. Psalm 97 verse 11, it said, light is sown for the righteous. The righteous harvest light as seed. And gladness for uprightness is the life of righteousness. When you live up today, live down tomorrow, one leg in church, one leg in the world, your identity that cannot be defined. You will never be able to access light consistently. Number two, the life of prayer and fasting. Daniel desired time. In Daniel chapter 2, verse 18-19. When Daniel and his companions. Okay, let's start from verse 17. Then Daniel went to the house and made a thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire messages of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. In verse 22, he just told us that he knoweth what is in darkness because light is with him. That light came by prayer. What of fasting? Isaiah 58 verse 6 and 8. Is this not the fast that I have chosen? Then verse 8 said, then shall your light break forth. So, the fasting period is a period of light. The fast season is light season. The fast is not permitted to end until you arrive at a major light. Light from scripture. Light in the spirit. Is God speaking to somebody here? Don't jubilate in the fact that, oh, I fasted for 21 days. I didn't eat anything till the evening. That is not enough. Let that fast produce a major light. Either from the preaching you are hearing like this every day, or from opening the scripture on your own afterwards, or by revelations in the night like Daniel, or visions in the night, or insight from scripture. Let there be a major light that will shift your life. Can somebody say aloud, amen? Light is a product of prayer and fasting. Number three, light. Number three, the first is the life of righteousness. Number two is the life of prayer and fasting. And number three is revelational insight. Or term it revelational insight. to scripture. Access and insight in scripture. We already saw it, Psalm 119 verse 105. The word is light. It's lamp and light. Psalm 119 verse 130. The word is light. Entrance of the word. Let your word enter me. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 8. He sent the word into Jacob. It lighted upon Israel. In summary, call it the revealed word. Is the secret of light. The revealed word. The revealed word. The revealed word. So that everybody can understand that the revealed. That is not just Bible you open, but Bible that is exposed to you. Oh Lord, reveal your word. Break your word to me. Cause me to see something that I haven't seen before. The revealed word. Finally, the life of focus. Where you don't allow your life to be distracted here and there. The life of focus. Matthew chapter 6 verse 22. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye be single, your whole body shall be full of light. Don't jump business to business. Find out which one is your own. Face it. Except, of course, if God is directing you into other things. Don't jump church to church, pastor to pastor. It is confusion. It is conflict of mentality. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? The law of focus is anything you are doing, do it. Anywhere you are, be there. Be there. Be there. Be on ground. Focus. If your eye be single, your body shall be full of light. One person has been my pastor for over 25 years. I've had other people made impute into my life. I'm grateful. But I'm not confused who my father, spiritual father is. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? Combine these factors together and you are set for light. My heart is yearning today that this word will break the light for somebody. And if you are that person, you will say the loudest amen. I will give you the key number 5 after we have prayed. Stand up on your feet. Hallelujah. 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 This night, your God and my God will expose something. He will unveil something. He will reveal something. He will show you something. Lift your hands and thank the Lord and say, Father, thank you for your goodness, for your mercy, for your kindness, for your mercies, for your faithfulness, for your kindness. Thank you for answered prayers so far. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Again, Father, thank you for your mercies, your faithfulness, your kindness. Thank you, Lord, for answered prayers so far. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and speak to God. Yeah.
precious name. Lift your hands and say, Father, thank you for the blood of Jesus that grants us access into the Holy of Holies. Thank you, Lord, for victory by the blood. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus that grants us access into the Holy of Holies. Thank you, Lord, for victory by the blood. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and speak to God.
In the name of Jesus, send the light, send the light, send the light, oh Jehovah, send the light into us. In the name of Jesus, send the light, send the light, oh Jehovah, send the light into us. In the name of Jesus, send the light, send the light, send the light, oh Jehovah, send the light into my soul. In the name of Jesus, send the light, send the light, send the light. Jesus, send the light, send the light, send the light, oh Jehovah, send the light into my soul.
Lift up your hands everywhere you are and say after me, say, Father, I apply for the light to dissolve my darkness, to uncover my darkness, to dissolve obscurity, to bring clarity, to bring me direction, to bring acceleration, to bring me restoration and distinction. I apply for light. I apply for light. I apply for light now. Open your mouth and pray. Light, light, light now. In the name of Jesus. The presence of God is the headquarter of light. Bible says he dwelleth in light which no man can approach. Now our fifth key for light is existence in his presence. He said, for with thee is the fountain of life, and in thy light shall we see light. Psalm 36 verse 9.
With thee is the fountain of life. Inside your light, we see light. Stay with God. Camp with God. You can't lack light. Psalm 89 verse 15 shows us how. Blessed is that one who knows the joyful sound. Avoid depression. Avoid heaviness. Avoid depression. Avoid heaviness. Avoid ingratitude. Avoid unthankfulness. Look for something to thank God for. He said, if you are joyful and you have the sound of praise, you will walk in the light of his countenance. You can't lack joy and have light. You can't. And you cannot have joy and lack light. You can't lack joy and have light. You can't lack light, lack joy and have light. You can't have joy and lack light. It goes in two ways. And that joy keeps you in his presence. Psalm 16 verse 11. In his presence is fullness of joy. At his right hand are pleasures forevermore. That connects you to endless light. Lift your voice and say, Father, I reject depression. I reject ungratefulness. And I access your presence to access light. Open your mouth and speak. I reject depression. I reject ingratitude. I reject ungratefulness. And I access your presence to access light. I reject heaviness. I reject depression.
Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be.
Tonight, as we take the communion, Luke chapter 24, verse 30, Jesus sat at meat with those disciples on the road to Emmaus. He took bread, blessed it, and broke, and gave to them. And their eyes were open. And they knew him. And he vanished out of their sight. Light is the major instrument for seeing. That is why when you are in a dark room, even though you have eyes, yet you couldn't see anything. Because there is no light. But when light comes, vision comes. Light. In the breaking of bread, there is light to see. This communion tonight, every scale the devil has used to cover your eyes,
the scales lifted in the name of Jesus. In the breaking of bread,
their eyes were open. There are many here tonight. Your spiritual eyes to dream dreams, to see visions and revelations is being opened here tonight. In the name of Jesus, your eyes will be open to scripture. Open to scripture. Open to the Bible. And eyes that have short-sightedness, cataract, astigmatism, glaucoma, every form of sight disorder, I declare they are healing by the communion tonight. Your eyes be open. Your eyes be open. Your eyes be open. In Jesus' name. And as you receive the light,
every power of darkness that held your life, ancestral, generational, family, occultic, witchcraft, darkness, by this light it shall be broken. What darkness has kept belonging to you shall be unveiled. Obscurity disappears. Clarity comes. Direction comes. You want to know what to do, steps to take, receive direction. Acceleration comes. Restoration comes. Distinction comes. In the name of Jesus. And tonight,
your preservation is also communicated.
In the name of the Father,
and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Give him 7 hallelujahs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
God will show you a mystery overnight, a divine encounter overnight. Sleep with expectation. You will wake up with revelation. Jesus,
let light break.
Every power of darkness, power of ignorance, power of spiritual blindness, or even physical blindness, confusion, disorientation, you are broken now. In the name of Jesus. As you leave here tonight, you break forth into light. And everything light has to offer is your portion. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Shall the Lord say amen. Go ahead and take that communion. Go ahead.
The movements for now.
I prophesy upon your expectations. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. I decree today, your expectation is now your manifestation. Between now and tomorrow is striking light. Striking revelation, striking direction, striking illumination shall come your way. In the name of Jesus, this night, may God use this night to expose a mystery, unveil a secret, expose a hidden secret. In the name of Jesus, everyone who came in here with any form of pain, any form of disease, any form of affliction, it is retrieved from your body and refired back at the devil. In the name of Jesus.
And it is well with your soul. In the name of the Father and of the Son. The Lord bless you and keep you. Because his face will shine upon you and be gracious unto you. In Jesus' name.
What is your portion? Greater glory. What is your portion? What is your inheritance? What is your possession? And what is your testimony? And greater glory. God bless you. Go forth and return back with your testimonies of greater glory. In Jesus' precious name.